conference, we had three families that we did something different this year in that we didn't have one preacher every night or every day. We had the missionaries preach, and then a different family sang, and a different family present, and just rotated them through. I thought that was great in that you got to hear from everybody every night and get a little bit of their heart. Again, it's tough to get someone's heart in 15 minutes, especially when 7 or 8 of those minutes is a video. So hearing from them so much really did help out. We got a real blessing in our family. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8 and verse 39, if you want to turn there for a second, I just have a few verses, but I do want to say a couple things before we maybe share what the Lord maybe placed on our heart. Luke chapter 8. See, the Lord has done great things around us and through us and amongst us. And when we read Luke chapter 8 and verse 39, return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. You know, God instructs us to testify of the great things that he has done around us, through us, in us. He wants us to share that. He wants us to tell others. He says this, and he went his way and published throughout. He told them in verse 39, return to thine own house. Hey, tell the ones that are closest to you about the great things that God has done. I told you Wednesday night we had a time of testimonies at our own house. And it was great to hear what God was doing, even in our family's hearts. And just how important that is. It was an encouragement to me. It was encouragement to the other members of our family. So maybe tonight, does anyone have a blessing of something that the Lord showed them or spoke to them about through missions conference this past week? Nathan. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Karen's expecting. Bob, can you do me a favor? Can you get me a wireless mic or a microphone? And then we'll just pass it to person. So, like, if a little person, like when, like Jaden shares something, she's going to need a microphone. So, help us out. So if you haven't heard part one, Karen is expecting. We were just driving down the road the other day, and I said, how long do you think the Faulkners? And Sarah's like, within 2 years. I'm like, all right. And how about 2 minutes? Very good. Very good. All right, can you get him that mic? Is it on? All right, good. It's not on, is it? Not yet. It's getting there. All right. It's thinking about it. No? Yeah, hold on. Wait till he gets back there. It's the yellow one. There we go.
Okay. So, not just speaking to my heart as a person, but as a father is what I was beginning to say about basic obedience to the little things just on a consistent basis and dotting the I's and crossing the T's and not getting lazy and slack personally. And beginning to do that in my own life, I realized how much that affects my wife and how much that will affect our child. And I was just convicted when I was listening to the one brother going to New Zealand just say that he had a leading of just what service to sit in.
Yeah.
And there's others that just, they have an opportunity to learn instruments, to apply themselves to something. And they were just all in, both feet forward, and just being obedient to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt for 1 minute that they aren't being faithful in the little things if God is leading them to do more. There's a foundation that it's being built on. And there should be a foundation for our family and training from my position. Leadership and a role that I play is vital. And the Lord was... it's stuff that I already knew, but just, I guess, ingraining that in me a little bit more. Mm. And that was something that the Lord really spoke to my heart about.
Amen.
And trying to be accountable to my wife on that.
Amen. Amen. Excellent. Somebody else? Brother Parrott? You should, all right.
The Lord's been working on me through the Trinidad trip and all.
When God tells you to talk to somebody about him, not to say, like, no, not right now.
Amen. If you heard that, she said that the Lord spoke to her about when the Lord tells you to talk to someone about him, to not say no and to do that right away. That's excellent. Excellent. Somebody else? Mrs. Wilson. Yeah.
Go through and some of the prayer requests that we got from them just by hearing their burdens. And it was a sweet time. And don't think I didn't notice every effort that everybody put in to make that happen.
Yeah, amen.
Down to the decorations, which I love. Who's mm-hmm. ever doing them? They are great. I know. I love my church.
Yeah, we love it.
I don't want to
yeah.
be any other place.
Yeah, amen.
But here, when you said we were having dinner on the grounds, I go, yes.
Yeah, amen.
You know, yeah. It's just, I like being here around everyone. It's just
amen.
A blessing. And
amen.
If the Lord allows me, I'd like a few more years, please.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. We're not kicking you out. That's good. Somebody else? Somebody else have something that the Lord spoke to their heart about during... Missions Conference Week. Seth, we want to get ready for